Say it with a prayer. Say goodbye your way. John J. Bitkin and the staff at John J. Bitkin Funeral Home can help you leave your loved ones with the memories, smiles, and sense of closure that you want them to have. Visit the Pillars of Service on Grand Avenue, John J. Bitkin Funeral Home, or call John at John J. Bitkin Funeral Home, 715-359-2828. If you are pre-planning your funeral and considering cremation, you should know that Mid-Wisconsin Cremation Society can give you a respectful, dignified service for only $980. Mid-Wisconsin Cremation will treat your wishes with the utmost respect while guiding your family through their grief. Call Mid-Wisconsin Cremation Society today at 1-866-962-MWCS. Mid-Wisconsin Cremation Society. Contact us at nwcs.ws.
Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, good morning and welcome to Feedback on this Friday. I'm Tom King. Seth had to motor out of here for a family situation, but we are here to take your phone calls at 715-845-2155. Give us a call here this morning. I've got a couple of topics to maybe prime the pump, as it were, and get the phones lit up, but we can talk about anything that's on your mind this morning. Let's start in Appleton, where these two yahoos were walking down the street openly carrying AR-15 rifles slung over their shoulders at the farmer's market. They also had handguns and holsters on their hip openly displayed. Police briefly detained the two men, who were both in their 20s, and let them go after they determined they were carrying their weapons legally. Now, the encounter with police has stirred up debate on the internet, and Wisconsin's pro- and anti-gun forces weighing in with remarks to the Journal Sentinel. Nick Clark of the gun rights group Wisconsin Carry says police need to follow up on gun complaints, but they must abide by people's constitutional rights. Clark said Appleton police went beyond their authority when they pointed guns at the men and involuntarily detained them. But Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn disagrees. He said, quote, "In our post-Aurora Newtown environment, it's a reckless and irresponsible stunt to strut around in public with an assault-style weapon and think police should assume you're well-intentioned," unquote. Flynn said the incident was absurd and had nothing to do with Second Amendment gun rights. One of the men told the Journal Sentinel it's too early to decide if he'll sue the police. Similar arrests have led to at least four lawsuit settlements in Wisconsin. So what do you think? Is this a case of Second Amendment and a testing of the Second Amendment? Or is this a case of a lack of common sense? Seth on this show talks a lot about common sense. These two guys, while they may have been carrying their weapons legally, common sense-wise, carrying AR-15s over your shoulder through a farmer's market in downtown Appleton, do you think that's a common sense approach? And do you think that the police were overreacting by stopping, cuffing the men, and examining the situation before they let them go? I tend to agree with Ed Flynn in this situation, the Milwaukee police chief, who said, quote, "In our environment, it's reckless and irresponsible to strut around in public with an assault-style weapon and think police should assume you're well-intentioned." I would agree with that 100%, that the idea that these two yahoos walking down, and I think it might have been College Avenue in Appleton, with AR-15 strung over their shoulders going to the farmer's market, were trying to provoke something, and they did. And the idea that they were handcuffed for a short amount of time before police investigated, gave them their guns back, and let them go on their way, and the idea that they should be able to sue over that is ludicrous. All right, that's one thing. The other topic is a lawsuit in Wisconsin that the State Department of Justice is fighting. This is a public records lawsuit against Senate Republican Leah Vukmir of Wauwatosa. Vukmir is trying to claim legislative immunity in a suit filed by the Center for Media and Democracy. Now, the group went to court to obtain records about her involvement with the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. That's a conservative group that writes model legislation for states to consider. This week, the State Justice Department filed a response claiming that Vukmir is exempt from being sued for violating the Open Records Law during the entire time she's in office. And I would imagine by fighting this, they are saying that any member of the legislature is exempt from being sued over an open records violation. Steve Means of the Justice Department says the Constitution is clear on legislative immunity, saying lawmakers are not subject to civil process actions during a legislative session. But if you can't sue over an open records violation, then what good is an open records law? And if you're a member of the legislature and have something to hide, you don't have to worry anymore because a group can't sue to have your records opened and looked at, your public records. Once again, another ludicrous example of what's going on at the State Justice Department. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Rick.
Rick, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was just wanted to comment on your first thing about these idiots in Appleton.
Yeah.
I am a concealed carry permit holder. I carry a pistol with me. I have a lot of long rifles, and I think these guys were idiots. And I almost wish they could go to jail over it. However, they can't. I do agree with the Milwaukee police chief. I don't agree with any more gun control laws of any type. But the guy in Milwaukee is absolutely right. With this Columbine stuff going on and the Newtown shooting going on, somebody's walking down the city streets with an AR-15. Somebody needs to check it out.
And I would hope that many people who, like you, are concealed carry permit holders would agree with this and not have a knee-jerk reaction that this is an affront on their Second Amendment rights and the police were heavy-handed and yada, yada, yada.
No, there's no reason. There's no reason to be carrying a long rifle down a city street, broad daylight, in public.
The police asked them why they were carrying the long rifles, and they said for self-defense.
In downtown Appleton?
Yes, okay. In downtown Appleton, yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Tom, this is Ed.
Ed, what's on your mind today?
I got to agree with you.
Okay.
I can't believe it. But they are idiots, just like the Black Panthers at the voting stations. They don't belong there either. So I don't know if they carried their weapons, but they don't belong there like these guys didn't belong at the farmer's market. So,
all right. I appreciate
it. Nice to know I agree with you, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning, Tom. Scott.
Hey, Scott, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm very pro-gun, but I agree with you on this, that because this gives people on your side of the argument that are more anti-gun ammunition against us. There is no reason to, even if you have that as a right, exercise it. You don't need to exercise every right for the sake of exercising it, because all you're doing is drawing unnecessary attention to you. You look like a nut, and then all of us that are responsible gun owners and concealed carry people, we have to take the flack
right
when somebody on the left blows these two idiots and portrays them as the mass of concealed carry people.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I got an issue with, I'm a permit holder. I'm armed almost everywhere I go, but you would never know it, and I never tell anybody.
Yeah, I think people
over the radio is because nobody knows my face. You don't know what I look like, So you wouldn't know me walking down the street. I find it irritating the way Seth likes to talk tough about how, he's a legend in his own mind. and I agree with you on nothing, but you do a much better feedback show with interaction with the public than him, who likes to hear himself talk.
Well, let me ask you this. Because I think a lot of people are surprised when they hear that open carry is legal in the state of Wisconsin and that people could walk down the street with an open holster on their hip, or in this case, carrying an AR-15 down the street. Why would you say that you would rather conceal carry than open carry? Just for the fact that you take more flack from people who don't know the law or what?
No, I don't ever want to draw attention to myself.
Yeah,
we are in the attitude for guns has flipped 180. Everything is political now. Everything is so blown out of proportion. A gun is nothing but a tool. It's a tool for defense. It's a tool for recreation. It's a tool to put steaks in the freezer. You know, and some people that don't like it, I respect that. But I don't go around trying to make you own a gun.
Yeah.
The way people who don't want me to have a gun are actively trying to take it away from me.
All right, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. We're going to take one quick break here, and we'll come back with more. Phone lines are open. If you want to talk about this or anything else that's on your mind, no call screener today. Just let the calls come as they come in. We'll take them in order, and we'll be back after this on WSAU.
Whether you're looking for some new wheels or some sweet deals, there's something good waiting for you at the next Willacusky Auction.
On Saturday, September 14th, join Willacusky Realty and Auction for a huge auction at the estate of Ed May Parch, located at 802 East Union Avenue in Wausau.
There's something for everyone at this Willacusky Auction. Bid on a 1999 seven-passenger Chevy van, two leather recliners, a love seat, a china hutch, a bird's-eye maple dresser and vanity, antiques, tools and collectibles, including vintage 45s, a copper boiler, a cut-of-hay mineral wooden barrel, and more.
Any electric chicken pluckers?
No, but you can bid on a like-new Mossberg 22 rifle.
Check out the property and the entire list of auction items up for bid at 1-bid-2.com. Remember that website, 1-bid-2.com.
Whether you're buying or selling, at Willacusky Realty and Auction, you'll experience the golden rule and direct personal attention. Visit 1-bid-2.com.
It's the Jeep Celebration event at Brickner's of Wausau. For the first time ever, get 0% financing to 36 months and $500 bonus cash on 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokees. $2,000 cash back on Jeep Patriot and $1,500 on Compass. But act now because the $500 bonus cash is gone after September 16th. Get 0% financing to 72 months and $2,000 cash back on Ram Truck. Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year. Payments as low as $219 a month on Ram Quad Cab Express on a 27-month low-mileage lease with $29.99 due at signing. Business owners get an additional $1,000 in incentives during Truck Month at Brickner's of Antigo. Need fuel economy at an economical price? Dodge Dart gets up to 41 miles per gallon and starts at $15,999. Get into Brickner's of Wausau by September 16th to take advantage of the bonus cash, because after that, it's gone.
Yes, yes, yes!
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the White House is now looking to quell union dissatisfaction over Obamacare. What are they trying to do? Provide them with special treatment. Fox News reports that Capitol Hill Republicans are trying to stop the administration from offering labor unions a sweetheart deal on Obamacare. Now, the president, the White House, reportedly have called union leaders to try and persuade them to tone down their complaints, pledging an accommodation. Now, reports have surfaced on a plan that would give union workers, and only union workers, not you, subsidies to help pay for health insurance, even if they're covered through their job. Now, this carve-out could soothe the simmering discontent within big labor. But what about the rest of us, the American people? What about us?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing right now on new John Deere utility tractors, compact tractors, and select hay tools. Gear up today before these great deals disappear. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit your local Reister and Schnell location throughout Wisconsin. Find us online at rs.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy is expanding the legitimate market for medical marijuana by providing supply and distribution technology mandated by many of the states that have legalized it. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. REFG has potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Calling all vampire chasing cooking show fanatics. With Time Warner Cable, you never miss a minute of your favorite TV shows. And say goodbye to online buffering. Call 1-800-TW-CABLE for triple play packages as low as $89.99 a month. Plus, ask about DVR service free for 1 year. Time Warner Cable. Limited time offer. Available to residential customers in Time Warner Cable serviceable areas. Restrictions apply. Subject to change without notice. Additional charges apply. Call for details.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King, and we're talking about the two Yahoos in Appleton walking down the street carrying AR-15s slung over their shoulders to the farmer's market. They were detained by police and then released after they realized that they were just trying to make a point. Or maybe set themselves up for a lawsuit. Who knows? Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Tony.
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind?
Hey, a couple things. First one is, actually, no. I agree. They should be allowed to be carried. They got the permits. They got everything. The problem is, this country, we are all losing our rights. And what is it, overzealous? Sure. But aren't the cops being overzealous lately? I mean, crashing in on a 107-year-old man. I mean, the problem is there's no gray area anymore. And people got to think first before they act. And like I said, it's the rights.
If you were a police officer and you saw two guys walking down a street in a city into a farmer's market with AR-15s over their shoulder, what would you do? And what would you think?
If it's the law that they're entitled to it, I wouldn't bug them. Number one, that's harassment. And the cops do harass people constantly. They profile. A lot of cops have chips on their shoulders because they're an officer. They're brought up in the training. You know, we're above everybody else. Look at the Sheriff Hainish from Marathon County. He didn't report. He wasn't at work for almost 10 years, and he got away with it. He stole money from the taxpayers because he thinks he's above the law. The current deputy or the current sheriff knew about this, and here he gets into office. He should have did something about that. So, anyways, seriously, we all got to think about this, which means most of the people in this area are very stupid. Look it. Here's the next thing. We elected a Mandy Wright. She stole money from the taxpayers by her and her both husbands were teachers, called in sick, got sick day to go protest against the people that are paying their wages and their benefits, which by now is better than the average people working to pay for them. That's why I said we've become a bunch of lemmings. That's it.
All right.
And anyways, one more thing.
Yep.
I agree with that last caller about Seth. He has gotten to be a legend in his own mind. I agree. First off, he sticks up for all government workers. He doesn't realize the corruption that's involved only because his wife's a teacher.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't think.
Anyways, because Bob the Pontificator argued with him, debated him in a professional, dignified manner, and Seth didn't like it. He was put on the ropes. Oh, he cried like a little baby and said, Bob, you're no longer allowed on the show.
All right.
That's not right either.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155 is the number to call here. And, I wish some of these people would call when Seth is here so he can answer some of these things as well. Phone lines are open right now. If you want to comment on the two guys in Appleton walking down the street carrying the rifles and the response of the police, they were handcuffed. Boy, all the lights in the studio just went off. My computers are still on. We haven't lost power, but all of the lights in the studio have gone off. I am in the dark. And I know what you're saying, and don't say it. But we're talking about the two guys in Appleton. We can talk about other things that are on your mind here as well. How about the situation at Lambeau Field on Sunday? There are going to be protesters outside of Lambeau Field over the name of the Washington NFL franchise. I don't know if you heard my commentary this morning on that. You could comment on that situation as well and the legacy of what I call the ugly legacy of George Preston Marshall. Let's go to the phone, back to the phone this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Paul.
Hey, Paul, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, Tom. Good morning. Hey, I agree with you again. Like the guy previously said, it's unusual. I agree with you, but those two people there, they were just trying to instigate something. I would rather have the police stop somebody to check to see what's going on, because that'll just open it up for anybody. Hey, that's just like a stealth thing. If somebody says, hey, these guys can walk around, I can walk around and start shooting people before they even realize what's going on.
I think most thinking people would agree with you and say, yes, the police were not out of line by detaining these guys and checking out the situation. Go ahead.
They could have gone maybe a little later on them. I mean, they probably didn't have to handcuff them right away. I don't know what the procedures are for investigation, you know, but I suppose that kind of makes them guilty.
I think I read one story where when one officer realized that the AR-15s were real and not, you know, toy guns or fake or whatever, that's when they decided to detain, handcuff, and determine what the situation is before they went forward.
Okay. See, I didn't know the whole thing. They thought they were toy guns at first,
maybe? If you saw somebody walking down the street with an AR-15 over their shoulder, would the first thing you think of be that this guy's carrying a real gun or that this guy's, like, carrying a fake gun or a pellet gun or maybe going to a costume party or something? I mean, most people don't carry AR-15s over their shoulder down the main street of a major city going to a farmer's market.
No, that's true. If it's a concealed and carry law, I mean, that's a concealed thing, but that was open carry there. And it wasn't deer hunting in Wisconsin, at least not for gun, that is. And
at least not in downtown Appleton. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's see. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name is Katie Day.
Hey, Katie, go ahead.
I just have actually, the question is simple to the bill. What's the name of the the Grudadoop that does the Star Spangled Banner in the morning. I love that Grudadoop, and you never say the names.
Oh, the one, the one group that plays the special national anthem. You know, I don't remember off the top of my head. Seth plays that. I'll look and see if I can find it, and I'll pass it along to you. Thanks for the call. Back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Terry.
Hey, Terry, go ahead.
I'm also a concealed and carry license permit holder,
mm-hmm.
And I do think that the police should have stopped those young gentlemen. I used to live in a town where a man walked down the street holding a rifle, carrying a rifle,
mm-hmm.
and he was schizophrenic, went in and shot and killed people in a school and church.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to say that the police didn't have a right to detain these gentlemen, I think is wrong. We're taking rights away from police officers. Everything is profiling. If you stop somebody and ask them for proof of citizenship, any of this stuff, this is crazy anymore. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Coming up on 8:30, we've got the news on the way, but the phone lines are still open. If you want to give your opinion on the situation in Appleton or anything else that's on your mind here this morning, give us a call. We'll be right back on WSAU.
Want to win a brand new $30,000 2013 Jeep Wrangler Sport? Then hurry to Mole Lake Casino and Lodge and start playing today. Play Mole Lake's off-road giveaway now through October 26th. Details at molelakecasino.com. Get your lucky break at Mole Lake Casino and Lodge, 7 miles south of Crandon, home of certified sizzling slots.
Win tickets to see the green and gold take on Cleveland. Hi, I'm WSAU's Seth Mila. Join me Saturday, September 14th for a live broadcast from LPG Service and Gifts in Mosinee. LPG Service and Gifts will be celebrating their 30th anniversary with specials, door prizes, refreshments, and giveaways. You can register to win those Green Bay tickets as soon as doors open at 9 a.m. We'll draw a winner at 5 that afternoon. Win your green and gold tickets September 14th with LPG Service and Gifts and WSAU.
Celebrate fall Wisconsin style at Pointtoberfest, Saturday, September 21st at the Stevens Point Brewery. Try all of Point Brewery's craft beers and Cider Boys hard cider from 4 until 8 p.m. Live music from Tuscan Road. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. For advance tickets, call 800-838-3378. For complete Pointtoberfest info, check out the quick links at WSAU.com. Pointtoberfest, Saturday, September 21st at the Stevens Point Brewery, is brought to you by WSAU.
And the news is brought to you by Swiderski Equipment.
You break your back every day on the farm or the construction site. You do it for a roof over your head, food on your plate, and a few things from the kids' endless wish list. And just maybe you and the wife might want to take a well-deserved vacation. You put in the effort every day, and you want to work with an equipment dealer who does the same. That's Swiderski Equipment, trained to help you pick the right machine for the job. That's why Swiderski Equipment has been chosen as Doosan's only Wisconsin dealer. Doosan's line of wheel loaders and excavators offer the right balance of flexibility, power, and economy. Add their articulated dump trucks and you have a fleet of machines that can handle any job. With easy component access, onboard diagnostics, an unbeatable warranty, and 48-hour parts guarantee, Doosan delivers. An equipment dealer that earns your business because they treat it like it was their business. Swiderski, Doosan, and you. Partners on the job with locations in Mosinee, Wausau, Anago, Waupaca, and Thorpe. Visit partnersonthejob.com. That's partnersonthejob.com.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, 47 degrees. It's going to feel fall-like today, mid-60s for our high. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. Biggest weekend of the year in Tomahawk. Up to 35,000 bikers will be in the area for the annual fall ride. One of the highlights is the parade of motorcycles. It gets underway at 6 o'clock at Tomahawk High School. Lineup tonight's at 5. We have a full list of fall ride events on our website at WSAU.com. Dunkin' Donuts is announcing their two Wausau area locations. One will be in Rib Mountain at the intersection of Rib Mountain Drive and Morning Glory Lane. The second will be in Weston in the strip mall at Camp Phillips Road and Schofield Avenue. Dunkin' Donuts said almost 2 years ago that they'd be adding franchises in our area, but so far the only one to open up is in Plover. They've also announced sites in Rhinelander and Marshfield. All the new stores should be up and running as soon as the end of this year. What a terrible crime. A woman in Ohio is accused of faking the cancer illness of her son in order to collect money, at one point even shaving his head to make it look like he was going through chemotherapy.
Court records allege a 4-year-old Utica, Ohio boy was taken to the hospital for various reasons, including seizures. However, over 150 hours of testing apparently showed nothing wrong with him. Then the child's hair disappeared. Authorities say Emily Crino shaved her boy's head, told the child and others that he had cancer, and bilked people out of donations. Crino is charged with felony child endangerment. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Sports last night, the Brewers were winners over the Cardinals. Sean Halton with a home run.
And he drives that one deep to left. That ball is way back, and Sean Halton goes up and out of here. A home run, his second as a big leaguer.
Brewers 5, Cardinals 3, as heard on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Brewers and Reds tonight. Our game coverage begins at 6:35. Now a preview of what's coming up in a half hour on this morning's Jerry Bader Show.
Coming up after 9, a Wisconsin school district sidestepping property tax cap. Speaking of schools, third largest teachers union in the state votes to decertify. So what did Scott Walker ever do to Mitt Romney? Is Clay Matthews a dirty player and unhinged in Colorado day 2? The Jerry Bader Show after 9, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Here's the Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe. We are going to see some sunshine today, only mid-60s, that's noticeably cooler weather, and a chance of frost tonight, 40 to 45 in Wausau, some 30s to our north. We may see some morning rain showers around on Sunday, then increasing sunshine. Sunday is the next chance for measurable rain. Daytime highs will be in the mid-60s. That's the latest news, weather, and sports. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News station, WSAU.
Hello, this is Brett Luck, the general manager here at WSAU. It's my goal to provide our listeners with the information that you need to make your business more successful every day, so I want to let you know about Charter Business. With internet speeds 100 megabits per second, they have the fastest internet speeds available. So no matter what your business does, you'll get the right speed you need to maximize your productivity, and a lot more speed than DSL is even capable of delivering. Charter Business Phone is also a great addition to any business looking for a leg up on the competition. With unlimited long distance and over 30 business calling features that can be easily programmed online, you'll never miss a call, even if you're not in the office. Plus, with no long-term contracts to sign and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you don't have to take my word for it. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE and see for yourself. That's 877-249-2863. I promise it'll be worth your time. So call Charter Business today at 877-BIZ-BUNDLE to learn more about how your business can increase productivity. That's 877-249-2863.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses, I hope. She's going to be okay,
right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news.
Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens. Answers.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And we're back here in the studio. This is Feedback. I'm Tom King. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. We've been talking about the two gentlemen in Appleton who were briefly detained while walking down a street near the farmer's market, openly carrying AR-15 rifles slung over their shoulders. Take your feedback on that or anything else that's on your mind here this morning. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi. Is there?
Hey, go ahead.
Well, I agree with what you guys are saying about they should have been detained, but I know there are laws, that federal laws, that a police officer can't pull you over or talk to you or detain you just because you're carrying a weapon. Yes, they shouldn't have been doing that, and it was probably just to start something, but
yeah.
If there still are laws saying that they can't do it, so they're in the right if they end up suing.
Well, that may be true. And if they do sue, they may win a settlement. But if I am a citizen of the city of Appleton, I am going to want the police officers there to stop someone walking down Main Street carrying an AR-15 slung over their shoulder, whether it's against the law or not. And
right,
if it is against the law for carrying a rifle over your shoulder down a city street, if that's legal, don't you think that needs to be looked at? I mean, don't you have to keep hunting rifles cased in many cases when you're not hunting?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It was recently changed where they can be open. That was within the last year, so that you can have an open weapon in your vehicle too. If you have, that's why a lot more people in Wisconsin have hunting racks in the back of their truck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that law passing. Okay. All right. I think most citizens of a city, whether they own guns or not, whether they conceal carry or not, would be uncomfortable with two guys walking down a city street with AR-15 slung over their shoulders and not being stopped and questioned by police about what their intentions are.
Right, and I agree there. I just think maybe the handcuffing might have went too far.
Okay, all right.
That, I guess that would be what I would think about it, but I would feel comfortable in my own town if they got stopped and talked to.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the call. Right back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is GM.
GM, go ahead.
Just two comments. First of all, I think that the first thing about the gun isn't noteworthy at all, except that the only reason it was selected to talk about was because that way it makes the rest of us look stupid, you know, who are gun rights owners. I mean, what these guys did was universally stupid, and nobody's going to agree with what they did. The second part is on that open meetings law.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty common sense that a lot of our legislators have conversations with staff or one advisor, which could be constitute a meeting. And we're not going to find out what they talk about. I think that you and I would both agree, if we want to look at two other extreme situations, you have to believe that our current administration has had some private conversations about what to do about Fast and Furious. And they've had some private conversations about what to do about Benghazi. And you and I don't know about what they talked about, and you and I aren't ever going to know about what they talked about. And I could sue this administration until I'm 125 years old, and I'm still not going to know. You know, so the
idea
that's
really
true.
I think there's a difference between the federal government and a state government, and we have an open records law in Wisconsin. And if, just to use this one as an example, if this legislator is getting a law that she is presenting to the legislature written by outside groups outside Wisconsin, don't you think we have a right to know that? Because that's what this case is about.
She has a right to have any conversations she wants in her office with people. We don't have a right to know about it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you and I would agree as far as what she talked about in those meetings or who she talked about in those meetings. I'm just saying that we are not going to know everything that everybody does. You and I both know that. I won't know every conversation that you have in your office. You don't know everyone I have in my office.
Yeah, but these are public. These are public officials supposed to be doing our work. You don't have a problem, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you're on. You don't have a problem with elected officials being able to carry on business, and we do not have access to what they're doing.
Well, let's take a look at the opening premise. What kind of a group? What was she talking about?
All right, here's the situation. She is a.
I know what it was. Okay, she was. That was a conservative person. That's why you selected it. If it would have been someone in Madison that was a Democrat that did that, you wouldn't have it on your show.
No, that's not true. This is a lawsuit that's going on, and the state Justice Department is defending closed records. They're saying the open records law does not qualify here. And I would think conservatives like yourselves would be up in arms if this was a liberal Democratic legislator and they were saying that they weren't going to release records under the open records law. You would be upset about that.
I would not be. If it was something in their office, because the only reason, and I'm not disagreeing with your premise, Tom. What I'm disagreeing with is the only time these things come up is because of some political guy gets mad at a conservative group or a liberal group. Nowadays, it's like watching every politician is like Hannity and Combs. They're both lunatics.
I don't disagree with that. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phone. Yeah, the partisan politics, and I talked about this the other day, talking about how the two-party system obviously is broken in this country, and there is no middle ground or very little middle ground these days. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Hi, this is Aaron in Stevens Point.
Aaron, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, I just want to pose a question to you.
Uh-huh.
That is, why... In regards to the Appleton gentleman,
yep.
Why does your fear of what you don't know and understand trump my rights? And if that's the standard that we're going to set for everything under the Constitution, isn't that a very dangerous and slippery slope?
Well, I hear the words common sense thrown around a lot. Common sense would say
common sense does not trump rights, though, Tom.
Well, in our society, with the shootings that have gone on in cities, I think most people in a city would agree with what the police of Appleton did. Now, did they take him down to the jail, throw him in a cell, and keep him overnight? No, they stopped them. They determined what the situation was. They determined they were not a threat, and they gave them their guns back and let him go.
Well, what about if they were two, let's say, Black Panther gentlemen walking down the street, and they were stopped, frisked, and their rights were kind of taken away? You know, all those things are under the Constitution. Would you be saying the same words?
If two people, regardless of their color, were walking
take guns out of it, though, Tom. You got to take guns out of it.
You can't take
if you're exercising your right down the street and you're harassed because of it, is that correct?
Well, I'm not saying that that these guys don't have a lawsuit and they'll probably get a settlement out of it because, yes, open carry is legal in this state.
Right.
My suggestion is, though, that the police should have detained them and determined what was going on before they let them continue on their way.
Or they can explain to the people that call in with the fear in their voice and tell them that if the rifles are slung behind their back, they're not pointing them in an aggressive manner, then that there's nothing that they are doing against the law. And that's the end of it.
No, but what they're doing is against common sense. They may not be breaking the law, but they're not.
I will say that if we're going to use common sense as a judgment, you're going to have a lot of problems, buddy.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I understand his point. about it being legal, and there's legal, and then there's legal. There's legal, and then there's smart. All right? You're never going to convince me that these guys weren't trying to get exactly what they got. They were trying to provoke. They were trying to set up the police in a situation where now these guys will be able to sue and maybe make some money out of the deal. And we won't know what's in their minds until they try to explain themselves. If they do, I'm sure that there is already a conservative talk show that will have these guys on and explain what they were doing and how they were harassed and how their rights were taken away. I think the folks in Appleton who were at that farmer's market, the folks in Appleton, will back up the police on this one in a big majority, because we've had the calls earlier today from people who have concealed carry who disagree with what these guys did. Let's go to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
Good, Kyle. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about if these guys decide to take it to court and get a settlement.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them the award. But the deal is they got to go to the tattoo parlor and pay for the word stupid tattooed across their forehead.
All right. Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call. Yeah, legal and stupid. I would agree with both of those determinations. All right, let's take one more call here before we take a break. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Jim.
Jim, go ahead.
These are the type of dumb blankety-blanks that are going to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, that's not the first time we've heard this morning, that it gives concealed carry permit holders and the Second Amendment advocates a bad name.
Yeah, you can call legal, you can call whatever you want, but it comes down to common sense and the type of people that are going to ruin it for everybody else that do want to do concealed carry and do it the right way.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yep.
We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more. The phone lines are still open. We'll have a little time left to give us a call here this morning on WSAU.
Mankind's greatest challenges.
Land ho!
Discovering new lands against all odds. Medical techniques that save countless lives. Traveling deep into outer space. Winning the $25,000 slot challenge. Okay, maybe it's not quite as challenging as space travel, but winning the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg $25,000 slot challenge sure feels great. Just be actively playing with your rewards club card Fridays and Saturdays to be eligible to win a seat in qualifying tournaments. Win a qualifier and pocket $100 in cash and an entry into the $25,000 slot challenge. Everyone who's not a weekly tournament winner will receive a wild card entry for a chance to play in the tournament finale on September 21st. The grand prize winner of the slot challenge will be laughing all the way to the bank with $10,000 in cash. Plus, we'll have cash prizes for contestants all the way to 10th place. The $25,000 slot challenge only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. See the rewards club for details. Must be 21 or over to play. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg is your ticket to more challenge.
Come on out this Saturday from noon to 2 at Wilkie's Corn Maze for their 12th annual season grand opening and register to win Green Bay Detroit tickets. Take a hayride, get lost in the corn maze, and Wilkie's will donate half the weekend's proceeds straight to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Register for the tickets and support the Honor Flight all weekend at Wilkie's Corn Maze, 9 to 9 Saturday and 9 to 5 on Sunday, just 3 miles from Wausau on Highway W. News Talk 550 WSAU and 99.9 WSAU FM.
Are you a baby boomer raising your own kids, and now you find yourself spending more and more time caring for your parents? They call us the sandwich generation. We're raising our kids, sending them off to college, into the workforce, and just when we thought we could catch a breather, the economy tanks, and now our aging parents need our help too. I'm Jeff Drock, founder of the Drock Elder Law Center, with a message of hope for stressed-out baby boomers caring for their aging parents. My firm has helped thousands of Wisconsin families on their elder care journey, dealing with out-of-control nursing home costs, parents with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, government benefits, families struggling to make sure that their life savings don't get eaten up by the cost of long-term care. If you're a boomer facing these issues, your family needs to get smart about this now before it turns into a full-blown crisis. We can help you and your parents navigate these treacherous waters. We do it every day. For your consultation, call 715-842-0606 or drocklawfirm.com.
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
People are now being asked to provide very private information during doctor visits. Imagine your cardiologist turning to you during an exam and saying, "Are you sexually active? If so, do you have one partner, multiple partners, or same-sex partners?" It's happening. Doctors are not asking because they've suddenly turned into perverse busybodies. They're asking because Obama wants to know. Kathleen Sebelius wants to know. So doctors and hospitals are tasked with finding the answers in order to comply with Obamacare's electronic health records requirements. Now, if doctors balk at this and refuse to ask the intrusive questions, they can be fined. On the other hand, if they cooperate, if they bite the bullet and ask these questions, Obamacare hands out money. So far, HHS has already paid out incentive rewards of over $12 billion to doctors and hospitals. The bottom line, your doctor is no longer just your doctor. He or she is also being coerced into becoming an agent for the government. Obamacare is turning what was once a confidential relationship into an interrogation session where you spill the beans on yourself. Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor of New York, noted healthcare expert, warns people to protect their privacy. In many cases, it's best to keep quiet and refuse to answer questions you think are too intrusive and unrelated to your treatment, especially since supposedly secret information might not stay that way. Just another reason to defund this entire Obamacare nightmare.
So I was taking this approach shot at St. Andrews.
Whoa, wait. You were playing golf at St. Andrews? When were you in Scotland?
I wasn't. I played it online on World Golf Tour. It's this cool website for golfers where you can play famous courses online for free.
Wow. World Golf Tour?
Yeah, WGT. They actually recreate all the great golf courses right down to the smallest detail, so you can play the most amazing links right on your computer. I love it.
That sounds fantastic. So anyone can play?
Yes. There's already 7 million people playing. You can play alone or with friends, set up foursomes, even play matches or tournaments for great prizes, like golf trips and equipment, all on your computer.
Wow, incredible.
Yep. Hey, do you want to go on WGT.com tonight and play Pebble Beach with me?
Absolutely.
Go to WGT.com right now to experience golf like never before. Free. Plus, for a limited time, radio listeners can get an upgraded virtual driver when they sign up. Just go to WGT.com and enter promo code 3000. That's WGT.com, code 3000.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Who serves Central Wisconsin's best food, drinks, and dessert? You decide during the 6th annual Big Brothers Big Sisters Big Taste. Saturday, September 21st at the Patriot Center in Rothschild. Wisconsin's best restaurants, caterers, and beverage makers will fight for your fork. See two of Wausau's best chefs battle one-on-one in the Big Chef Showdown. Presented by River Valley Bank. Big Brothers Big Sisters Big Taste is brought to you by BMO Harris, Ferguson Bath, Kitchen and Lighting Gallery, Ontogeny Advertising and Design, LLC, and WSAU.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left before we head to center stage and find out what's happening around the area this weekend. If you'd like to get on, give us a call right now, 715-845-2155. Not much time remaining. Don't forget, it's Brewer baseball tonight. The Brewers back home at Miller Park starting a series with the Reds. And you can hear the game right here, pregame show at 6:35. There's a doubleheader of high school football tonight on our sister station, Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. First up, it's DC Everest in Wausau West. Chris Conley will have the call of that one from Tom Field, pregame show at 6:30. I'll be in Appleton tonight as the Lumberjacks of Wausau East take on Appleton West, and that'll be the second half of our doubleheader on Fox Sports. Badger football tomorrow night, late kick. Badgers taking on Arizona State tomorrow night right here on WSAU. And then, of course, Packer football on Sunday. Packers playing an early game against Washington at Lambeau Field. And we'll, of course, have all of that action for you.